Dear Claude, I'm on the road. It's been such a long time since I just filled up the truck and drove as far as I could. Something I used to do more in college, I guess, when I had time and a little bit of money and faith in the tires under my old car. But here I am, St. Vrain, looking at the old post office, which wasn't that old when it closed. It's not even named after a real saint, you know that? It's named after a person who's named after a place. It's in the middle of a field here, in a cottage made of starlight, fragile as spider webs, but as strong as spider webs too, I guess. She lives, the real saint of St. Vrain. If you find her at the right time, when the sun sends her final kiss to the moon in the night sky, the last beam of light is like the key that opens the door, and there she is, in her cottage made of starlight, smoking a cigarette out of an endless pack, playing an endless game of solitaire, on a table older than creaky smiles. I was told to bring a few things. A fresh deck of cards, anything sweet, matches, a small bottle of whiskey, not a large bottle. That's not saintly enough. Just enough for a small drink now and then. She smiles at me, says something half rude, half loving, a thumb to break the shell and let the love in. And we play a few rounds of poker. How long have you been here? I ask. And her dark eyes stare tells me the answer isn't worth knowing. Is this where you're from? Why do you stay here? Who were you before? All of my questions bounce off the small crinkle in the corner of her smile. The only things worth knowing, she says, are worth learning over a game of poker. And the only thing I learned is that she cheats at poker. I wonder to myself, when this night is gone, and the cottage made of starlight disappears, and I find myself in the middle of a field. Sorghum, I think. Or Milo. Are they the same thing? I wonder. How many of these places exist? And have I been mistaken to just sit in the house I grew up in Varelas, waiting for a message about places, about other places, and wondering if they're still around? Should I instead go out and find them? And the only answer I have after playing endless games of poker and eating cake with a saint in the middle of a field, probably sorghum, maybe Milo if they're not the same thing. The only answer I have is yes. Yes, maybe I should. With love. Reyes Saavedra.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our season one of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.